what's happening internationally is gangs in Haiti has officially taken over Haiti. They have taken over Haiti so bad that they are taking over the jails and the prisons, and they freed over 4,000 criminals and prisoners. I wonder if any of them is going to catch a flight to the United States of America, because we're going to revisit the migrant crisis tomorrow. But gangs in Haiti is literally taking over so bad, and it's so horrible over there, that they've officially started doing jailbreaks where they're freeing prisoners. Again, make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel. This is an all-encompassing, all-inclusive, now international, giving you news across the board, but it all comes back down to the money. Let's have a look.
We begin in Haiti. A 72-hour state of emergency has been declared in Port-au-Prince and surrounds after armed gangs carried out two serious jailbreaks. The BBC has been told the vast majority of inmates held the capital's main prison have escaped, some 4,000 men. Gangs who now control much of Port-au-Prince broke into the jail in the early hours of Sunday. At least 12 people have been killed in the unrest. This latest upsurge in violence began on Thursday when the country's Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, travelled to Nairobi to discuss sending a Kenyan-led multinational security force to Haiti. For more, I spoke to Harold Isaac, who's a freelance journalist who's in Port-au-Prince.
I got you,
now,
sister.
We have entered a state of emergency along with a curfew. And this is the answer of the government to the latest developments in the last few hours, where the security situation has seriously degraded here in the capital of Port-au-Prince.
Just describe what it's like.
Well, for the most part, everybody here are expecting to have a disrupted week, as over 4,000 inmates have fled the two detention centers here in Port-au-Prince, and creating a real security crisis, aggravating what was already a challenging time to be in the city. So it's really a lot of questions with very little answers at this point.
What happened to all of the money that we all sent over to Haiti? Can anybody get Wyclef on the phone? Y'all remember that? Nobody remember? Y'all don't remember when we was sending all of that money over to Haiti? What happened to all of that money that we was sending over to Haiti? That just disappeared. Nobody know where it went. Went all to the different people's pockets. They got rich. Maddie driving Lamborghini Uruses over in Miami. They're hanging out for spring break. Does anybody remember that? Y'all remember that? And then Wyclef was coming under fire because they was like, oh my God, you was at the forefront of it. Where's all of the money going and stuff like that? Y'all don't get that? Haiti is so bad right now. It's so horrible that they basically declared a state of emergency. The government said, and two of the prisons, two of them, one in the capital of Port-au-Prince, another one in a nearby other city or whatever, was overrun by gang members over the weekend, according to different multimedia reports or multiple media reports. They also say that nearly all of the 4,000 inmates at Haiti's National Penitentiary in Port-au-Prince was thought to have escaped. All of them. All of them. The United Nations, or the UN, has warned the Haiti government's presence continues to erode. This is how y'all want to operate over here in America. Lawlessness, no police officers, gangs overthrowing the government, seizing a coup. Extreme gang violence casting a long shadow over everyday life in the crisis-stricken country. They say a 72-hour state of emergency has been declared in Haiti after armed gangs stormed the country's two largest prisons and allowing everybody to escape. Jesus Christ. So bad.
Some inmates we heard chose not to leave the prisons. They actually felt safer to stay.
That's how you know a place is messed up.
Well, safer and also legal consideration and also protecting their lives.
Hold on, wait. You telling me it's so bad over there that some of the prisoners stayed in there and then they shut the door. They was like, hey, y'all could do whatever y'all want to do, but we feel a little bit safer over here inside of the prison. That's bad. That's bad. When you see prisoners shutting the door that could leave, and it was like, it looked out there, they seen all of the smoke, the fire, the issues, the problems, the guns, the drugs. You know what? Let me go ahead and shut this door. I'm not ready to, that ain't even jail, that's prison. I'm straight. We good over here. Y'all go ahead and y'all do y'all things. The less is more the merrier. We good over here. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Because many of the high profiles, especially the Colombians or people that were involved in the assassination of the president, some of them decided to stay in order not to get killed in crossfires between the police and gangs, or to have their sentence aggravated as a result of fleeing the prison. So they're
smart people. They said, listen, man, I got 6 months. 6 to 8 months, I'm getting out of here. You're not about to have me getting some more time on my sentence. And it's not safe out there. Where I'm going to go? I'm chilling.
Many implications. Look at my for man. Those who have actually fled.
Now, the prime minister is in Nairobi. His absence is partly what, you know, where those saw an opportunity to seize control. What's likely to happen next, and how soon will this multinational security aid come in?
This is unclear at this point. Nobody has the details, at least publicly, as to when to expect the troops. The prime minister himself should be on his way back as we speak, but nobody knows for sure where he is at this moment. And as such is the ad interim prime minister, Mr. Boisvert, who has taken and signed the decision to have the state of emergency along with the curfew tonight.
Shout out to the Republic of Haiti. That's absolutely trash. Let me give y'all another clip so y'all can get another perspective, not just one perspective. Even though I don't necessarily rock with CNN, I always like to show more than just one narrative so that we can try to sift through the rubble to try to figure out whether or not it's really real or this is just an agenda that's happening. But let me give it to you from the CNN perspective.
Haiti's government has imposed a state.
Ooh, who is that lady? You know, I seen this video that I almost reacted to over the weekend, and they said, hey, this girl said, she said, if your man looks at another woman, you need to break up with him. And I was like, huh? So my 20-year marriage is over, huh? And she said, because never do a man just look but not touch. If he looks, he's going to touch. So that mean all of us is just full of the devil. That mean all of the women is too, because I know that y'all looking. Y'all just don't make sure that you're looking in front of your man. Who is this CNN anchor? Oh, we. Long hair, don't care. Bamboo earrings, at least 2 pair. Nose is contoured beautifully. Don't look like she got too much paint on that building. Where's her IG? Newscaster's name is Rita. Don't worry about it. Come on, y'all. We got to get back to the show.
Of emergency and a curfew amid surging gang violence and a deadly gang assault on the Capitol's main prison that allowed thousands of inmates to escape. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is urging citizens to leave the country. Haiti has been engulfed in turmoil for years, as our CNN's David Culver explains.
So we're like a block away?
Yeah.
It's as close as we can get driving. So we layer up and walk.
Oh, yeah. You can already smell it. Wow, look at people just still making their commute as tires are burning right in the middle of the street here.
No police barricade, no firefighters. Most seemingly unfazed. These flames have been burning for several hours. Haiti has been engulfed in turmoil for years.
We don't have a home to live.
Okay, wait. Is this why y'all don't want to move back? Is this why y'all don't want to move back to Haiti? Did y'all know that 95% of Haiti is predominantly of African descent? Mumamai! Bumaye. Why y'all won't go back? Why y'all won't go over to Haiti? Why y'all don't want to go over to Haiti? It is the second oldest republic of the Western Hemisphere after the United States, and it's won its independence from France in 1804. How come y'all won't go over to Haiti? Mubaye! Nah. Whenever I see clothes burning in the middle of the street, I say, nope, it's not a place for me to go to. Don't y'all want to see all of the world? Why y'all don't go to Haiti? Y'all keep going to Dubai, Abu Dhabi. Keep on being, how come, okay, how, okay, this is all I'm asking. Haiti is beautiful. Shh. Says who? Says who? Who told you that? Don't believe the hype is beautiful. All right, let me look at it real quick. What part? How come y'all not passport bros over to Haiti? Yeah. Black Beauty, I don't believe you. Listen, you're not about to have me crashing out. I'm very, very valuable to my people, but you're not going to have me crashing out. You're not going to have me. Haiti is beautiful. Where? What part? How come y'all don't go over there and be passport bros over there? How come? Okay, let me ask you another question. How come y'all don't go over there and y'all not passport sis? How come y'all not going over there to become passport sists? Have I been? I don't plan on going. Not in this lifetime. I'm not going. My daughter not going. My wife not going. My mother not going. You are forbidden. I will cut you off financially if you ever decide that you wanted to go over to Haiti. Why Claflin don't even go over there no more? Trap, you said look it up. They don't even have no president. The guy that's supposed to be running Haiti seized power in 2021 after they trying to overthrow the whole government. Why would I go to a place that they trying to overthrow the entire government? I know a little bit about it. I know a little bit. Why would I go over to a place where they overthrowing the whole government? You know what this looks like to me? This looks like, you know that scene on Lord of War? Where they was driving through and everybody was crazy with Nicolas Cage in it when they was driving through. I said, man, I'm not. Oh, woo wee. Ooh wee. Nope. Y'all trying to get me lined up. Y'all trying to get me lined up. You ain't about to get me lined up. They say gangs is ruling Haiti's capital.
And we don't have food to eat. That's what they're shouting.
Many here now fear their country is on the brink of exploding.
Does it feel safe right now?
No.
It doesn't.
No, doesn't say. My country is broken right now.
These folks blame the current government and prime minister.
Nope. Anytime I hear grown people singing, oh yeah, 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 oh yeah, 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 oh yeah, 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 yeah. That sounds like poverty to me. That's a spiritual song of the ancestors that speak poverty. I don't believe in poverty. I ain't got nothing else better to do. Ain't no farms to tend to. Ain't no jobs to work. Streets that need to be repaired. None of that. What do you mean? What's all this singing? Ain't nothing to sing about. There's gangs running the streets. Nah, buddy. I don't want no singing. I want my streets like Singapore. You put gum in the streets, they arresting you. I want my streets clean, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. You not going to sing to me? Where's all of the prisoners at that they let out? Find the prisoners and then we gonna consider it. Go get Wyclef. Wasn't he supposed to be the president of Haiti? Where Prize at? Prize in prison? All right, we'll forget it. Ain't Prize from Haiti? Where's Prize at? Y'all know who Prize is from the Fugees? Where is Prize from? Oh, prizes from Brooklyn. Oh, no. Where is prize originally from? Born in Haiti. Prize is born in Haiti, and he was a scammer. Now, he was a part of one of the biggest groups of all time, and he was hanging out on Vlad. Prize was born in Haiti. Only person that was really from here is Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill was born in the U.S. They say Prize is from Haiti. Nah. Y'all not about to get me lined up. You can forget it.